Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
In for Chad Hartman, Dave Schrader here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Taking a look at the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. A couple people weighing in. We need to reconsider housing as a largest asset. $60 billion going to a country he hopes he will never be sent. I know plenty of people who have never even heard of Vietnam either. I think you're a little off, they said. When we had those entry-level jobs, we split apartments with at least one person. Rent you quoted for the newer buildings. Let me see here. I'm trying to make sure I'm covering all these. I want to make sure we get it. I saw the video the other day. I have four grandkids that are in their early 20s and 30s, and my heart goes out to them. I'm not sure how they're going to survive this. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Alan Nevin is here. He's an economist and futurist. To talk to us a little bit about this. Is the sky falling, Alan, or is there a way to right this ship? Thanks for joining us today, sir.
Thank you, but I don't see the sky falling, as a matter of fact. I think it is where it has been for quite a while, and I don't see any reason for folks to think that the sky is falling.
Well, when we're looking at the point that people are making, in some cases, 2 to 3 times the minimum wage, and that is not enough to live on in this current society, and enough to maintain, how do we start looking at the sunny side of this? Where's the upside of the fact that we seem to be going upside down in most of what we do? And even in rental properties, you're ending up renting for the cost of almost a mortgage payment, and but people can't afford a full-on mortgage. They're kind of in this strange bubble of not knowing what to do or where to go.
Well, first of all, I think that there are various places in the United States where the prices are still rational. Now, I'm in San Diego, where nothing is rational.
Okay.
But the reality is that most places have maintained rational rents. You know, when I look at inflation, people talk of inflation being, you know, 7 or 8%. The reality is, for most Americans, their monthly payments, or whether it's a mortgage or rent, insurance, car payments, property tax, these are all fixed. They're not inflationary. They don't go up 7 or 8% a year. What does go up, as we all know, is food and consumables that are optional. So the inflation isn't really as bad as people say it is. Now, if you're at the bottom end of the scale, that's not true. But for the vast majority of Americans, inflation isn't that big a factor in their lives.
Right, but we're looking at what are we leaving for our children to come into? And a lot of them looking at their future, you know, I've got one of the people on the talk and text line here saying, I've done the math pretty much every day for the last 2 years, and every day I end up saying, there's no way to do this. And it becomes bleak for a lot of people, and I don't know the answers to tell my children about what's going on. And I will say, the one thing, property taxes have gone up exponentially because of that crazy housing boom where people are paying in cash 40, 50, 60,000 over asking price a few years ago and elevated all of our rates. And now the property taxes are obscene in a lot of these areas. And I was in a, conservative little area. It's not like I'm living in the wealthy neighborhoods where it's going to be bumped up. Everybody's being affected by this blanketed across, you know, the state. It just, again, not trying to be the henny penny, but how do we start to rationalize this, make sense of it, and actually looking at the money and that, you know, the three times the minimum wage, that's, I think, a minority as well. I don't think there's a lot of people that are even making three times. Some of them are making minimum wage or barely over. And I just don't foresee a way to survive financially doing that without having to live with four or five people in a house that are all bringing in the same stakes.
Yeah, to begin with, you have to do it basically on a state-by-state basis because the taxes are dramatically different from state to state, as are the states that have income tax, and a lot of the states do not have income tax. So it's really a very local story that you're talking about. And the reality is, and we're all going through it, we're going to have to help our kids out. And
right, but isn't that a sign that then something is dramatically off track? I mean, my parents helped me with a little bit to get started in my life, but not, you know, at age 30, we have to live with you, mom and dad, because we can't survive on our own out there. And that's kind of the way a lot of families are going back to. So the fact that many more of us adults and parents have to step up and start helping our children, that's also detracting from our futures and our retirements, of which a lot of the kids right now are very concerned with what's going to be available for them in the future for retirement and Social Security, because every year we're told it's about to run out.
Well, first of all, we're not about to run out of Social Security. The answer is, and we should increase the age at which you stop paying Social Security. And also, there should be no limit on income as to when you stop feeding Social Security, because it's unrealistic to have the program that we have right now. And unfortunately, Congress doesn't have the guts to do what's right.
So what do you think? What should we do to get Congress on our side and start seeing some rectifications and get these things back into a more sustainable and acceptable range?
Well, I think the AARPs of the world need to make it known that Congress has to do the right thing. And so far, we haven't had a word out of them. And it's really amazing to, you know, you have people earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and they're paying into Social Security only up to maybe $170,000 a year now. But it's so unrealistic that it's mandatory that we change that.
And our guest right now, who's part of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Alan Nevin. He is the director of the Economic Research Division of GAFCON, a construction management consulting firm based in San Diego. We're talking to him about the current state of the states and the financial inadequacies that appear to be happening and how we can get out of this. Now, I feel like some of the stuff we're saying, though, is kind of conflicting. One bit is, hey, the sky's not falling. But on the other bit, it's we need Congress to step up and help us fix this. But nobody's making a move in Congress to make these changes.
Right. But, you know, when we look at, for instance, if you look at car sales now, car sales would let you believe that there are no problems at all, because this past year we basically, I think we sold about 17 million new cars, which is about as good as we've ever sold them, and yet they're priced up 20% over what people were paying pre-COVID.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So,
right, but we're also living in a country that's now overwhelmed in debt. A lot of people are doing these things, and then they're getting way in over their heads, thinking things are going to correct. Hey, interest rates are going to get lowered again. I can go back in and renegotiate on my home, and interest rates aren't dropping. Things aren't changing to make it easier.
Well, but when you look at car sales, you'll see that the interest rates that you're paying on new cars are typically below 3%. Look on every ad on TV and you'll see 2.9% interest rates. So you can't get much lower than that. Now, the reality is the 50-year average for mortgages in the United States is 7.75%. We have no reason to believe that they're going to go back to that ridiculously small window when rates went down to 3%. And I'm delighted to tell you that I have a 15-year mortgage at 2.3%. That is a fluke, and that's not going to happen again in a long time.
Right, and I think that's what's affecting and worrying people. And it wouldn't be so bad if the interest rates were up, but the housing market was at a more affordable rate, or cars. Listen, yeah, right now you've got these great low interest rates on cars, but cars are more expensive. I mean, there are cars right now that are being released with just the basics that cost as much as my first house cost me.
I'm sure of that. Yeah, you know, I find it somewhat amazing that in a lot of the metropolitan areas, particularly coastal areas, people are still overbidding on homes.
Agreed.
Knowing full well that the mortgage rates are 7-ish.
Yeah, it's obscene. And coming off of this, I think people feel like, oh, we're going to get this. I'll grab it because we want to have a house. The Fed's going to reduce, and we keep getting tickled with that, you know, oh, yeah, the Fed's looking at reducing, and they were – I know mortgage companies were reaching out to my wife earlier this year saying, hey, we're really starting to gear up again, and we'd like you to come back for us working mortgage because the Fed's going to drop it probably 2 to 3 times this year. And every time they've had a chance, they haven't moved that pin at all. And things are where they are. And now the long-term economic look of it is they're not going to this year. It probably will not be affected or changed, which, like you said, yeah, people are paying this. They're buying. They're bidding over the houses. But I think we're seeing that bidding war, you know, coming down considerably. I don't think people are doing that same ridiculous thing they were doing 2-3 years ago when they were bidding, you know, 20 to 60 grand over the cost of asking in order to obtain a house.
Yeah, now I do believe interest rates will start edging down toward Election Day. The reality is that Mr. Biden has put several people on the Federal Reserve Board, and they know the game. Now, they're not going to drop substantially, but they will drop somewhat.
All right, Alan Nevin, thank you so much for being a part of the show, giving us a little insights on this. We will come back, and if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can call us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, or text us at 651-461-9226. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.